Well, there's a great degree of unity here this morning. A common enemy, rich people, successful companies, evading tax, which of course is a problem. Avoiding tax, which is not illegal, but it gives this whole chamber this morning a high moral tone. And as Mr. Barroso says, it's all about the perception of fairness. Because there is the added bonus, of course, that it drives a wedge between the United Kingdom and the Channel Islands, the Isle of Man and the Caymans. But before we declare our virtues, perhaps we ought to look just a little bit closer to home. And I hope that the taxpayers all over Europe listen to this. If we look at the officials that work for the European Commission and work for the European Parliament, the highest category are people that earn a net take-home pay of just over £100,000 a year. And yet, under EU rules, they pay tax of 12%. It's tax fraud on an absolutely massive scale. And Mr. Barroso, I would say to you, that how can that be deemed to be fair? How can people out there struggling, the 16 million unemployed in the Eurozone, how can they look at these institutions, not only paying people vast sums of money, but allowing them tax and also, of course, pension benefits on a scale not seen anywhere else in the world? So I suggest we have a bit less of this high moral tone. And what have these officials given us? Well, they were the architects of the euro, which is a complete disaster. Their obsession with global warming, which chimes very strongly here, means we're despoiling our landscapes and seascapes with these disgusting wind turbines and driving up energy prices. But never let it be said, that I can't acknowledge success when I see it. And I'm sure the citizens of Europe will all clap and cheer loudly that the grave, mortal danger of olive oil in dipping bowls has been removed by the officials. Well done, everybody.